أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنهم ألفوا آباءهم ضالين فهم على آثارهم يهرعون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the tree of Zakum. The tree of Zakum, which Allah said will be right at the bottom of the fire of Jahannam. And it is a tree which Allah described in the Quran having certain fruits, very ugly looking fruits, and it will be the food that will be fed to the people of Jahannam. On top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of drink they will have from boiling water. It will be a mixture, not even water, but some mixture that will be from the boiling mixtures and fluids of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 69, explains the reason as to why the people of Jahannam, one of the reasons why they find themselves in this situation and why they will be subjected to punishment in Akhirah, and what was the reason for them going astray in the dunya, in this world. Innahum alfa aba'ahum dhalin. Allah said they found their fathers to be misguided. They found their fathers to be lost. They found their fathers to be on the wrong path. فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. What they decided to do was to run on the same path as their father. Run, obviously, is a figurative expression, meaning without thinking, without applying the mind. They just ran on the same path, and they rushed towards the same path, and they hurried towards the same path, without considering, you know, what their forefathers were doing, looking at the objects of worship, looking at the practices, and so on and so forth, without considering any of that, without using their mind, without thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they just rushed and hurried on the footsteps of their forefathers. وَلَقَدْ ضَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and many of the four people, the people who came before them, most of those who came before them were misguided too and became lost as well. So most of the generations and the people who came before them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they too were misguided, they too were on the wrong path. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. And Allah says, and as far as we are concerned, we did send warners amongst them. We did not leave them. Whenever we saw a community and a people going onto the wrong path and going astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did send warners amongst them to warn them, to guide them, to alert them, to caution them that you have strayed away and veered off the right path. You need to get back onto the right path. فَانْبُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْدَرِينَ. Allah said, now look and consider what was the end result of those who were warned. We know what was the end result. Most of them, when the warners came to them, they did not accept the advice of the warners, and they rather turned against them. Allah said, then why can't they see and look what was their outcome? Do they not fear the same consequence and the same outcome? إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, excluded from this are the sincere chosen servants of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of His sincere chosen servants and their followers who remained on the right path. And after being cautioned, they accepted the advice and they changed course. And they went towards the right path and they followed the path of the warnings. Allah speaks of Nuh alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. Allah says, certainly Nuh alayhi salam made dua to us. What dua was this? Eventually Nuh alayhi salam, after 950 years of preaching, after 950 years of preaching, he gave up hope in his people. He really realized that they were not going to accept him and they were not going to accept the message of Allah that he was given to convey to them. So Nuh alayhi salam made a dua. There are two duas of Nuh alayhi salam mentioned in the Quran that could be referred to over here. The first is in Surah An-Nur. The dua of Nuh alayhi salam was, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ تَدْيَارًا. He made a dua that, O Allah, do not leave a single dweller, a single disbelieving dweller upon the face of the earth. At that point, he made dua. And his life was threatened. He made this dua only after they threatened to kill him and to kill his followers. They were fed up with him, and he now reached a point where he realized that they were not prepared to accept his message. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another dua that he made when he says, Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasif. Oh Allah, I am overpowered. I am overpowered. So help me, defend me. After he made this dua, Allah says, Fala ni'mal mujibun. We were the best ones to respond to the dua. He turned to the right ones. We are the best ones to respond to the dua and the call that he made. وَنَجَّيْنَا, Allah says, we saved him. وَأَهْلَهُ, and his people. We saved him and his people. Approximately, according to some Mufassirin, 82 to 83 people accepted the message of Nuh alayhi salam. After 950 years. But he didn't stop. Even though the number was small, 82 to 83 of them had embraced Islam and accepted the message. They boarded the ship with him along with his family. Allah says, we saved him and his people and his family min al-karbi al-azim, from the great agony, from the great distress, from the great anxiety that had afflicted his community. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. Allah says, we made his progeny, the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam, the only survivors. Meaning, everyone who came after Nuh alayhi salam, they were the only survivors. The progeny came from those who boarded the ark. Because we know from other ayat of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from historical narrations, that the flood had engulfed the entire earth. The entire earth, so every single human being and creature around the earth was destroyed apart from those who were on the ark. And that's why Nuh alayhi salam is called the second father of the human race, after Adam alayhi salam. Because Allah says, whoever survived, the only survivors, or the progeny that came after that, they were from the survivors of Nuh alayhi salam's family. Now Nuh alayhi salam had three sons, more than three sons, but the three from whom the progenies had come was Sam. Sam was a son of Nuh alayhi salam. And from Sam came the Arabs and the Persians. Sam. The second was Ham. Sam and Ham. From Ham came those of African origin. The Africans and those of African origin came from Ham. The third was Yasif. From Yasif came those of Asian origin. So the Indians, and you have the Chinese, the Mongolians, and even if he said Gog Magog, Yajuj and Majuj came from the progeny of Yasir. So these were the three sons, and the entire human race then came from these three sons of Nuh alayhi salam. وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Allah said, and we left for Nuh alayhi salam a word of praise in those that came later. What was the word of praise? Whenever we take the name of Nuh, what do we say? Alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we left for him, in those who came after him, in the later generations, we left for him a word of praise. What was it? Salamun ala Nuh. Peace be upon Nuh. Fil alameen. In all the world. So every time we take the name of Nuh alayhi salam, we say alayhi salam. Peace be upon him. Why do we do this? Acting upon this ayah of the Quran, where Allah says, this word of praise we have, and it's a miracle of the Quran. Really, sometimes you wonder, where did this come from? And you notice everyone says it. The young, the old, everyone says it. Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this word of praise, every single believer makes dua for him every time he takes his name. What an amazing word of praise Allah has left behind for him. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Allah said, that is how we reward the good doers. We have rewarded him in this way, that people will keep on making dua for him and remembering him in such an honorable way right up to the end of time. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Allah said, indeed, certainly he was from amongst our believing slaves. Thumma aghraqtana al-akhareen. And then he drowned all the others that were there, all the others, apart from those who were on the ark. Allah said, أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. All the others we have around them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.